Good afternoon, Brunswick Junior High School Band. My name is Dr. David Neves, and I will have the pleasure of listening to your performance today and give you some comments and things to think about as you work towards taking this program, which you've selected, to an even higher level of excellence beyond where it is today. So good luck in your performance. Well-disciplined group. You look good on stage. Everyone's being attentive. Here we go with a Thunderbolt Gallop. Nice precision on the opening. Band is playing well together, rhythmically. And a nice change in dynamic right there. So I'd like to hear the opening be stronger, as you just demonstrated. If you can find a way to make that opening truly fortissimo, it'll make your dynamic marking at 5 much more contrasty. Nice crescendo at 21. Oh, now watch tempo. Tempo just dropped a little bit at 29. One and two and one and two and one and two and one. The consistency on the crescendo is quite remarkable. Thank you for doing that every time. Just maintain that tempo all the way through. Don't let it slow down. It's a gallop, so you can't. Clarinet tone is quite good. Stay with it, French horn, tenor sax. Tut, 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 tut. I appreciate the fact that the bass drum, snare drum, and cymbals are playing together as a unit. There's good balance back there in the percussion section, so bravo to you. So at 70, we'd call this a break strain. The pickup notes at 70 truly have to be fortissimo. And then the contrast here has got to be even softer the first time. I know it says mezzo forte, but you may want to think about it as mezzo piano first time. And can you maintain the energy through the eighth notes leading into the first and second ending at 94? Because we dropped a lot of energy right there. Open it up, more bass drum. Though you have the idea, this is the big ending we're heading for. Okay, dynamic contrast was overall very good. As I mentioned earlier, the opening needs to be louder to make it more contrasty. Maintain the tempo. Don't let it slow down at all. Or it wasn't so much slowing down as losing forward energy. In a gallop, it's going to feel like you're always a little bit of rolling down the hill, if you will, without picking up speed. Okay? And then the ending will be so much more effective if we can get those last three measures of eighth notes. Much more precise. Big, more fuller air. And then the last note, look at it, SFFZ. I would spend a lot of time rehearsing that ending and having them hold the last note so they get the sound in their head, then gradually shorten and gradually shorten it. Okay? Band's well on its way to an excellent performance. Here we go with Lullaby to the Moon. Excellent opening. Okay, so that measure three, measure two, measure four needs to be exactly together when you make that low F speak. Now, with everything else so nicely played, the intonation at 9 needs a lot more attention, the tonal quality. Also, the quarter note F sharp and first trumpet going at the end of measure 8 needs to be paid attention to, so it's more subtle. That's not just played, but it's played stylistically. Oh, so here's the challenge. We have these exposed parts. Good oboe solo. listen to the C in the euphonium baritone horn, the French horn. Nice trumpet tone. All right, so you're on a low D. I'm wondering if your third valve slides are out, because the D is very sharp right now, trumpets. So clarinets, measure 22. I didn't hear the low D leading to the A to the D, so we lost the shape of that line. I really do appreciate the fact that everyone's being very sensitive. Everyone's really trying. French horns. Keep the air moving. So, this is a very young band, and they're doing a good job approaching the notes. Just remember, even though it's soft, it still needs to have a lot of intensity in the air. That'll help get rid of some of the fuzziness you hear. We heard it around about 32 and about 33. Forty. We need to hear more of the descending quarter notes. French horns, good job through that last section. So flutes, support your sound. Take big, huge gulps of air. I think overall, if we can get the band to just take huge gulps of air, even when they're playing softly, I think our intonation and our tone will improve immensely. It's not bad, but it's not where it needs to be fully expressive. Good crescendo. Good crescendo. Very effective. Bar 80, bar 48, 49, into 50. Bravo. A simple player. Don't be so abrupt. After you strike, crash and hold and let it ring. Don't be in such a hurry to put it away. And the same thing with suspended cymbal. Let it ring a little bit. Oh, I like the little vibrato I'm hearing in the solo trumpet. Okay, so second trumpet, play at the same volume level as the first, so we get some better balance here. Now, these measures are very difficult to pull off with this younger band. Not doing a bad job at all. I really appreciate the fact that you are working so hard to control the instruments. I want to emphasize, however, I think you need to think about working your air support more. Okay? You need to bring in just as much air into your body on these pianos or pianissimos as if you were playing fortissimo. It takes just as much air support, if not more, because more air support will give you more control. And it's all about controlling, getting the air to go fast enough to get the instrument to speak while still controlling the volume. French horns did a solid job throughout that, some nice crescendi dynamically. The students, I think, understand how sensitive the piece is and are working hard to bring that across. So it's just continue working on the quality of the sound, the intonation, some of the balance on some of the solo parts against each other, second cornet against first cornet, etc. Just keep working on those things. Listen to recordings. Listen to yourself play it, and then listen to the good master recordings that you can find of what it needs to sound like, and get those sounds in your ears. Okay, I'm really happy you picked this piece to work on because it's a great teaching piece, but very challenging, and you did a commendable job. Here we go with Rock River Tree, Michael Sweetie. Thank you. Okay, so as with the last piece, this opening is all about control and confidence in getting the instrument to speak at a quiet level. So we need to keep working on that. We're not there yet. You might want to try playing it first at a mezzo forte level so the confidence is in the pitches and the tone, and then gradually start getting it softer and softer, edge of your seat playing, if you will, to make it work. 10 is more effective. It's with all the players, there's a lot more confidence, a lot more safety in numbers, obviously. Back at 9, I just didn't want to miss to say the bell tree. I don't know if you had one or not. It didn't carry through. Has to be much more prevalent in the mix so that everyone can hear it. I love the sound of the plastic cans. It's cutting through, but what we're not hearing are the accents. Tee ta ta tee ta ta tee ta ta tee ta 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 tee ta ta tee ta ta tee ta ta tee tee ta ta tee ta ta tee ta ta tee ta ta tee tee ta ta. So you need to really work on those accents. You might even want to think about using a different part of the drumsticks on them. Okay, so be careful, timpani, that you don't lose the time going into 51. Stay on top of the beat, rhythm on the rim. I'd like you to think about the quality of the rim sound. Is that the sound the composer wants? Or can you think about maybe more of a quiet rim shot? So again, 67 on the percussion. Where is the accent? Make the accent much more prevalent. Trumpet, nice sound throughout all of this. Band has a good rhythmic pulse happening right now. So on the stick clicks, we're losing the click. Ta-ta click. Ta-ta click. Make sure the click is obvious. Now that crescendo into the fermata wasn't bad, but to make it even more effective, we need a bigger roll from the snare drummer that will make that much, much more effective. Okay? Good transition to 95. So I'm hearing a trend a little bit on these softer passages, or should I say more legato passages, of not connecting phrases. So for example, if you would look at measures 99 and 100, you want to connect all of these next four measures. I'll come back to that at the end. I want to hear how you do this ending. Good job. I would just let the sound of those instruments at the end die out as the ensemble does the decrescendo. I wouldn't actually have a cutoff at all. Just bring it down, and then when the ringing stops. Okay. As I was saying earlier in the piece, one of the big things to work on in this piece is phrasing. So when you go back to 99, 100, 101, 102, di-a-di-di. So it's a four-measure phrase. You really want to make sure it's a full four-measure phrase with shape and connectedness. And I think that's something this band is ready to do more of. So just think about those four-measure phrases, about connecting it. Contrasting the accents will make this piece, this last piece, much more effective. It was an enjoyable experience to listen to it, but I think you want to take it to the next level to truly get the composer's intent. Percussion, work hard on how to make the stick clicks work, the rib shots work. I think I mentioned the cymbal crash earlier in the piece. Your first piece Thunderbolt Gallop was probably your most effective piece today. And your second piece, Lullaby to Moon, is the one that was the most challenging to play, and you approached it very carefully with lots of attention to detail. Just work on those fundamental playing skills, supporting the sound, learning to control the instrument, be really careful with reed choices and what have you, and spending a lot of time with long tones and practicing those long tones at different volume levels so you truly learn how to get the instrument to speak with a beautiful tone at all dynamic levels and shaping more. And in Rock River Tree, I think I already said, just contrasting the accents much, much more. It's a really neat piece. I think the literature you chose is very good for this group. Challenging, and they did a solid job. You folks should be really, really proud of what you've done today. Thank you for putting yourselves out there and taking a risk by playing for us. Truly enjoyable. You should be very proud of your performance. Keep up the great work. Hope my comments were helpful. Have a great day.